for the peace of Jerusalem, pray. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray. Friends, as we continue to look forward to the Advent, the arrival of our Lord in his second coming, we look forward also to the figurative New Jerusalem, that city of God, that city of peace, where we will experience and know the glory of God. 3 points for you this morning, if I may. Jerusalem holds a special place, a unique place in world history. Finding God's peace requires patience, and the salvation of the world is accomplished in Jerusalem. So pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem in the news again of late, its status as a holy city, but also as a seat of government, a capital city, disputed sometimes. There is a history there going back. We hear Jerusalem called City of David. It is the site of the crucifixion and resurrection, of course, we know as Christians, sacred also to Muslims, those who practice Islam. Jerusalem stands at the very center, the crux, the crossroads of salvation history, the crossroads of secular history, and thus the center of world history. The psalmist encourages to pray for Jerusalem. It's in Psalm 122, not the responsorial for today, but very applicable here. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your ramparts, prosperity within your towers. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I say, peace be with you. A beautiful prayer. I had, friends, the happy occasion to make a retreat several years ago in Jerusalem under the direction of Cardinal Martini, a Jesuit, one-time Cardinal Archbishop of Milan. May he rest in peace. In his later years, he had gone to Jerusalem to live a life of prayer and reflection, and he imparted to us Jesuits in formation visiting there, the sense of the absolutely unique character of Jerusalem. It is something lost, I think, upon us in the United States, unless we have been there. Friends, if you have not been to Jerusalem, put it on your list. I always remind my retreatants, Orlando is nice, but Jerusalem, frankly, probably cheaper. Two brief illustrations of the powerful emotions operative in that holy city. During the retreat I mentioned, I had the opportunity to visit the Western Wall, the remnants of the Great Temple. I was passing through a security checkpoint. After going through the metal detector, an Israeli security guard looked at my U.S. passport and unexpectedly shouted, "Jerusalem! Jerusalem!" twice. He smiled and handed my passport back to me. It struck me as unusual. In the U.S., we generally reserve such exclamations for our sports teams. I can't draw too many conclusions about what he was trying to tell me, but clearly the city of Jerusalem itself was important to this man. Years later, on a similar trip, I was crossing the King Hussein Bridge from Jordan into Israel. The security procedures were extensive, to say the least, at the frontier, and quite lengthy. A Palestinian man sitting next to me in our very crowded and hot bus noticed my U.S. passport. He became very agitated, pointing at the word Jerusalem on some document he was carrying and shouting at me, "My city, my home, my city, my home." I assured him that I had but little personal direct control over U.S. foreign policy, and when the officials began checking passports, the tension diffused. Again, powerful emotions, a sign of the deep significance of that city to that gentleman. All of which is to say that Jerusalem truly is unique politically, socially, historically, soteriologically. Soteriology, a big word, means related to salvation. And as Jesus ministered, died, and rose there, Jerusalem is indeed a holy place. These anecdotes point out the real need to pray for peace in that troubled city, in that troubled land. Real peace, however, requires patience. Last week, I paraphrased to you the words of Father Teilhard de Chardin, S.J. I'll share them more fully and properly here. Father Chardin says, "Above all, trust in the slow work of God. Trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages," he says. "We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. Yet it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time." Now, those words from Father Chardin point out to us, as I said last week, that we are an impatient people. We are a people of instant gratification. We do not like to wait. The reading from today, from 2 Peter, is useful here, I think, in interpreting these words. "Do not ignore the one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you." Well, friends, patience. We must be patient with the Lord as he is patient with us. We must be patient children of our Father, as you parents among us hope to be patient with your own children. Now, what does all this have to do with Jesus? Well, that letter to Peter continues. The Lord, it tells us, is patient, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out." Brothers and sisters, with this day of the Lord in mind, the ultimate day of the New Jerusalem, we hold ourselves in readiness. We must prepare the way of the Lord. In that scripture today, we hear, as John the Baptist did, going before the Lord in the desert. We must point out the Lord, as John the Baptist did. Remember, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God." John points us to Jesus. Jerusalem, my friends, holds a special place, a unique place in world history. It is a place of paradox, but it is above all a place directed towards God's peace. Finding God's peace, as Father Chardin reminds us, requires patience. The salvation of the world, my friends, is accomplished in Jerusalem. So, for the peace of Jerusalem, pray, "Peace be upon you. Peace."